We gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the Manila, and okay, now come on, now come on. Hey, 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 do it, baby, take it, baby. Hey, 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 do it, baby, take it, baby. Hey, 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 do it, baby, take it, baby. Hey, 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 do it, baby, take it, baby. Hey,
hey, hey, do it, baby. I'm living my best life.
What's going on out there? How y'all doing this wonderful Monday afternoon? You're hooked in to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk in the House. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Hope everybody's got it going on today. I know it's Monday and time has went back in some places, and some of y'all struggling today, but it's going to be okay. All right. So we got a great show for you today, and I hope y'all ready. We're going to have some fun today, y'all. We talk about men and women issues. Yeah, that's always fun. That's always fun. So, ladies, if you got something that you want to get off your chest about your man or men in general, hey, just give me a call. And same go for your men. You know, y'all got the women out there, and y'all, they get on your nerves with something they do. Hey, only thing they do is let me know. That's what we're talking about today. And I'm looking for some great conversation, a little laughter here and there, I'm sure. And, yeah, now, before we go any further, let me go on and say, none of this stuff you're going to hear today, we're not experts, okay? We're just giving you our opinion on certain things, depending on what it is, all right? Because we do know some of y'all out there just plain old nasty, okay? So, hey, we're going to deal with that when we have to. But other than that, yeah, we're going to have us some fun today, and I hope you call in or text me or hit me up in the chat room or send me an email about some of the things that get on your nerves about the opposite sex. Yeah, this should be a fun one, I think. But let me tell you how you can do that. Call me, 347-838-8622. Once again, 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And don't forget, our chat room is open and operating at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Yeah, baby. So those are all the things we're going to be talking about today. Well, we are talking about today. And I hope I hear from you, because that's why the show is called Let's Talk. You know, so you can talk to me, I can talk to you, and together we'll come up with a plan one way or another. Yeah, y'all know why? Because like Lil Duval just got finished singing, hey, I'm living my best life, baby. Oh, yeah. All right, so with all that being said, I don't know where to go yet. Because I'm not ready to really start talking about it. Well, I guess I am. So, anyway, let me bring this call in right here. We can get this jumping right now, right here and there, and we can have us some fun today. All right, so let's see who we got here. All right, let's see. 111, talk to me. I bet
Hello,
I know this.
Hello, Eric. How are you
What's
doing?
What's going on, Mr. Joe? How are you?
Not bad. What happened today? The Biden banned bowling in Texas? You showed up two weeks in a row.
Well, yeah, no. No, I just had a tournament Saturday, and I'm good until next weekend probably. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hey, you know what? Since I've been coming to your show for these past few years, and I've been hearing your intros and your outros, too bad you haven't been the DJ at most of the dances I've gone to over the years, because the ones that, in general, really do not know how to have place one song right after the other. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, to me it's just common sense. You have a certain tempo, you increase the tempo of the next song, you increase the tempo a little bit more of the next song. You don't go from Michael Jackson to Frank Sinatra in 60 minutes flat, you know, 60 seconds flat. You know, you just don't do that.
Yeah, you're right. You don't do that. Now, unless you know, it's a request, which you'd be surprised how many requests you get for Frank Sinatra. I mean, really, dude, you just don't know.
Really?
Yes. You get all kind of requests, man. Like, I got a wedding to do this coming Saturday, and, man,
oh, that's different.
Yeah. Well, just parties, period.
Mm.
You know, yeah, you know, you may have a bunch of young people, but, elderly couple here, and, you know, he may want to dance with his wife or his significant other to a certain song, and that's all I'm going to ask you. What you do as a DJ, you know, you try and work it in. You try and work it into your set as much as you can.
Yeah, but your set's got to have, like, slow dance for a certain period of time.
Right.
You got to be jumping, you know.
Right.
You don't go from Michael to Frank Sinatra, back to Lionel Richie, and then you don't go to the Doobie Brothers, you can do that, but you can't go to any slow other song, you know, and then go back to Chaka Khan, and then go to, you know, you can go from Chaka Khan to Whitney Houston, but you don't, you know. You just don't go back and forth from different types of tempos and genres, just back and forth. Geez, I wish that there should be a DJ school.
Well, there's many of them out there online if you want to pay for them.
Is that right?
You know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. All kind of stuff out there for DJs now. You know, mine just basically comes naturally.
Yeah, I mean, but they don't learn. Every time they play a bunch of good songs and then the floor gets filled. And then they got to play another dump-ass song, and then the floor gets dumped. And then they continue on with the stupid songs, and there's nobody out there on the floor. And you would think after a while they get a clue.
You have to remember, too, when you're DJing, as you're playing your music, you're paying attention to what the crowd doing. But on that same note, what happens is a lot of times you get caught up in playing the fast music, but you forget to give the people a rest. Because they need a rest from dancing, you know, for those who's really going to be out there dancing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, you slow it down just a little bit so everybody can catch their breath. And then once you start it back up, the best way of doing it is start up with a line dance. Because everybody's going to get up and do a line dance 9 times out of 10, especially the women. Mm. So, you know, you started with that, and then you work from there. And then you slowly, you know, you build it up. Then you got to break it down a little bit. And then it's just the same old contest, you know, minus the special request or what have you. And yeah. as I say, you just work that into your set as well, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're not paying attention, you know, you have to pay attention to your crowd, who's in the crowd,
that's
the age
right.
group
yeah.
of the crowd, and you go from there. You know. Yeah.
I remember when I was in the service, we used to have a band, and he used to play music better than the radio. I mean, it was a live band. And when that before they even hit the second note, the dance floor was about to get filled. You know how it is when you go to a dance and nobody wants to be the first one out there, right?
Right.
Everybody
right.
wants to lay back. Well, not with this band. This band started up before it hit the second note. Bang! Everybody was out there. So it's just a matter of you playing good music that everybody likes. People don't have mm-hmm. people overcome their shyness. I would go to DJs. I would because they would be there for an hour, literally an hour, the first hour. And they'd be playing the slowest music. And I'd say, you know, you could step it up a little. They'd say, well,
right.
I've been a DJ for 7 years. And I know my people. And they got to talk first. They got to have a few drinks first. And I'm saying, that's a whole hour out of the whole night of about 5 or 6 hours.
I know,
time.
Right? And usually those are the ones that's going to do all the talking. They're not going to dance anyway. So, you know, you're like, okay. You know, you're not trying to them on the dance floor because, you know, you got some that just aren't going to dance
that's
regardless
not
of what
dance
you play.
At all. Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
You know,
unreal.
For whatever reason, 9 times out of 10, they can't dance or, you know, they just
can't. And they need more than a few drinks in order to do it. Or they dance like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. So... Mm-hmm. You know, those are some of the things you have to pay attention to, you know. Yeah. So, you know, I always say as a DJ, you never go anywhere feeling down, you know, or brokenhearted because that's just going to ruin your whole flow.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm. It's going to ruin the whole flow.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember one time I went to a dance, a guy had on his headphones, right? And he's bebopping himself.
Uh-huh.
But he forgot to put the treble on. All you heard was bass, and you barely
bass,
heard
yeah.
the lyrics to a song. And
yeah.
But he was listening. He heard everything. He heard the mixture of the bass and the treble together. But we on the dance floor, all we're hearing is boom, 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 but no treble. You know?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. It's incredible.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Trust me, Joe, I know. So, you know,
oh, yeah,
that's like going to a party and listening to another.
DJ.
Huh?
It's got to be frustrating for you as a DJ. If you go to a dance and you know how a DJ should actually stir the crowd up, and you go
right.
to a dance and you're listening to a DJ and he doesn't know how to direct his crowd. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you try not to do that. You really do, but you know, just the DJ in you, you're like, oh man, he screwed that all up. You know,
yeah, right?
You know, maybe I should go up there and help him. Then you're
yeah,
like, no,
right.
just leave him alone. Leave him alone. Mm. Let him go on. I mean, I've done that some years ago. I did that. I was at this Christmas party, and they had this person up there playing music, and it was horrible, Joe. I mean, horrible. And I just couldn't take it. I think I had too much moonshine, but I couldn't tell you no more. So I went up there and said, hey, you mind if I help you out a little bit? He said, man, you can go on and do this thing because I don't know what I'm doing. Man, I kept them folk on the floor all night long. And they
yeah, but that takes away from you.
Well, not really, because I told you I had some moonshine, so
oh,
I was
yeah,
feeling
right.
pretty good. So the music I was playing for them, I was playing for me as well. So,
But you didn't stay
yeah.
inside the booth?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Oh, you
I did?
Huh?
Yeah, I finished up the night DJing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
right. I sure did. Hey, I got nice tips.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine like the first 2 hours, of, you know, being played by, you know, somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and the next 3 hours of being played by you. Yeah, I guess people would come along and give a few tips here and there.
Yeah. In fact, some of the people were like, man, this is the best time we've had our Christmas party in years. You
I'm
know,
telling you.
You think you can come back next year? No.
Yeah, 3 hours in the booth once in a lifetime is good enough, right?
Yeah. No, I won't be back. But, yeah, that's basically how I got started, you know. So, just I think another thing to be a DJ, you have to love music, too. You know, you just really have to love music, not just one genre, just all music in general. A good song is a good song.
That's true. And if you know how to blend it together, just make sure that the tempo is right during the right set, then everything is cool. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
I think I would have been a good DJ, man. I've never done it, but the way that I've been to, how many dances have I estimated I've been to? Over 600 dances.
Wow.
So I've danced a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a lot of crappy dances because the DJ just didn't know what they were doing, you know. So as a consumer, I know what I like, and I know what the chicks I was dancing with, what they like. And it just seems to me, it just seems to be natural to be able to put out the kind of music that fills up the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, right. You know, and sometimes what I do when I'm doing a set, you know, I'll play, you know, maybe an 8-minute song just to give me a break. And what I do is I walk around the room, you know, and just interact with people. You know, you like the music, you want to hear this certain type of music, blah, blah, blah. And you take that when you go back, you know, and you incorporate that. And people are appreciative, you know. They really are. So
I would imagine.
That's just what I do. Yeah, that's what I do. I don't know how, you know, I haven't seen many DJs do that.
I don't know of any DJs that do that, but I do know that a lot of DJs do not even like requests.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a DJ, you get a request for a song, and you don't have it, you know, it just hurts you to your core, man. You're like, I don't know how that, you know. And then you start thinking of ways of trying to get the song to play, and if you don't have any, you know, internet connection or Wi-Fi, you can't pull it off of anywhere, and you're just like, well, I'm just going to have to bite that bullet right there because I just don't have it. You know, but what I do then, I try and find something that's similar to that and see, you know, if that'll work. But, yeah. Because you're not going to have every song everybody want to hear. Yeah. You know, and I think some people think, you know, DJs walk around with just every song that comes out. No, we don't.
You got to have it in the, you know, in the library. Yeah.
Right, right. So, you know, that's just one of those things. That's how I work anyway. So, you know, I like to have fun. I like to see people having fun and, you know, get the crowd going. You know, do the Soul Train line, whatever it takes to get them going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I always know the Waffle and the Cupid Shuffle always get people on the floor.
I don't do line. The only line dance I ever did was the, just flipped out of my head.
You do Cardinal Joe, I bet, don't you?
Huh?
Don't you do the Cardinal Joe?
There's
a dance called the Cardinal Joe. You don't do that?
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I kind of picture you doing that, Joe.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. It's a song, man. It's a line dance that goes with it. Yeah.
Mm. Nope. Don't remember. No. How's it go?
Oh, man. I can't even sing the song. Okay.
Right.
I'm not even going to. I can't even sing that one now. But, yeah, it starts off slow, then it gets faster. And once everybody's doing it together, it's pretty sharp-looking line dance. You know, they do this turn where they stomp their foot and feet and stuff, and you're like, okay, yeah, all right, I'm good with that. And you can work so many ways from that song, so that's why I like playing it as well, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, people
do
like line dances. I'm Havana, Macarena. That's the only one I ever did. And I only did it.
Lord.
That was the only one.
Not the Macarena.
Macarena. And
Lord. Now, you know that's a. Oh, my goodness. That's about as bad as YMCA.
Oh,
you'd
I know. Oh, no, I wouldn't join that.
Look, you'd be surprised at
today.
How many people.
I'm not doing that.
Uh-uh. You'd be surprised at how many people actually ask for that song to be played.
Yeah, because they want to throw their hands up in the air. I don't want to do that. Uh-uh.
You're not throwing your hands up in the air.
And then they, oh God. Spare me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, we hope everybody got on deodorant while they're throwing their hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Or it could
be
kind of stinky.
But they're having a good time, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is so true. And that's what it's all about, having a good time.
Yeah, it is. Oh, boy, but I'm telling you, no, I'm not doing that YMCA thing, no. Sorry.
Joe, you look like a Cotton Eye Joe and YMCA type of person. That's how I picture you. You know, just out there doing
it. Oh, you would have to say that, huh? You would have to say that.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I was...
Okay.
I'm going to say that.
I'm going to come back with what I think you look like, right, with the YMCA.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Oh, God.
Oh,
man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, look, there's Joe with the Y. Why? And he's trying to do the C. And trying to... Yeah, look at that. Yeah, okay.
Hey. But you're having fun, right?
No.
You're enjoying yourself.
No. Not with the YMCA. I never liked the song to begin with.
Oh, Lord. I think a lot of people
dance out of it.
I think a lot of people liked the song until they found out who sung it and what they were actually talking about.
It didn't matter. I mean, it was a bunch of the gay guys, the ones all
right.
dressed up in the costumes.
Yeah,
that,
village
it
people.
Didn't matter to people, but
yeah, the
they
village
still
people.
Went out there with that. That nonsense with the YMCA.
See, you even know the song, see?
Oh, I know the song, but
oh, my goodness.
Jesus. They got the, well, they had the Indian, but they had the Indian, the cowboy. What, they had a cop.
The construction worker. It was, yeah.
Did they
the
have
cop.
Four? Four or five? Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was four of them. Heck, I don't even remember now.
And then they were just the one hit wonder, and then the one hit had to be YMCA.
No, that's not true. They had Macho Man. Remember Macho, Macho
oh,
Man.
Oh, Macho, Macho
yeah.
Man. That one I didn't mind. I like that one. That was okay. That was
all right. Oh, because it had the word macho in it. That's why you liked it, because it had the word macho in it.
No, that was the beat. I liked it. You know, nobody started dancing Macho Man and shit. You know, that was. I don't know why they did the YMCA. I don't know how the hell that came out with people doing, looking, trying to make Y and then bending their elbows to make an M. And then, oh, man.
I bet some cheerleader started that.
You know what? That's possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they always do, making letters with their arms and stuff
right.
anyway. So,
yeah,
some cheerleader probably started that.
Oh, well, I hope that
okay,
cheerleader
don't hold
stays.
Me to that, y'all. I'm just
yeah.
saying. That would
sound
that like to me.
I hope that cheerleader stays in Texas.
Stop it. Oh,
yeah.
Now, come on
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, stop it. I can do the YMCA, but you can't have the cheerleader that starts it from Texas. Huh?
No. No, that probably started somewhere in California. Yeah. We're going to put
well,
it on California.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Those four guys. Yeah. And they all probably ran for governor.
Oh, my goodness.
The way California turned out to be.
Yeah. That is a good one. That's a good one right there, Joe. They probably ran for governor. You're
probably
right.
As a group, too, probably. Instead of individually.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the country turned
man.
Out to be so crazy after a while. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, man.
Well, you know, you have to be careful what you ask for.
And I didn't ask for the YMCA. I didn't ask for
uh-huh.
that.
Isn't that part of your freedom and liberty, as we was talking about last week?
Oh, yeah.
To be
yeah.
to dance with the YMCA, about the YMCA?
Oh, yeah. That's right, Dan. It was my freedom and liberty to stay off the dance floor when that crap came on.
No, Lord. Well, okay. I can't even argue with that.
Well,
there's
sure
certain songs
people...
I won't even dance to you, so you're right. You
I
are
mean,
absolutely right.
But I just couldn't see. I didn't see where the energy came from to do that kind of song. It was just to me. I never liked the song to begin with, and then to have a dance devoted to it. I'm going, you know what? You're wasting my time. I wouldn't, even if they didn't have that dance, I wouldn't go out there on the dance floor and dance because I didn't like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't like a song, you just don't like a song. You're not gonna dance to it.
Yeah.
You know, commercials. And you know what? Commercials make you tired of a song too. Really, even though the song gets stuck in your head.
I haven't even thought about that. Man.
Yeah. You know, because they always take a popular song and they throw it in the commercial, and you hear it 800 times a day. To eventually, you're like, I don't want to hear that anymore. I mean, but the song gets stuck in your brain, so you keep humming it, even though you don't like it, because they play it so freaking much.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I mean, a song that the commercial does, but, you know, it wasn't a popular song. It was just the song itself, the commercial jingle itself. And I'm saying to myself, get out of my head. Get out of my head.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's like that song, But This Is How We Do It, that they do on commercials now. And I'm like, okay, I'm really tired of that commercial and that song. But as you can see, it's stuck in my head now. You know?
Yeah. That was a popular song, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But most people forgot about it. Now you're like, ah, right, here you go. Here you go. Yeah.
But see, I'm lucky I don't have a TV because I threw mine out years ago. So... I don't have to watch the commercials because on the internet you can skip them.
You know what? That is one of the good parts about the internet, right? You can just skip right on over.
That's right. You just hit the button and off it goes. Bye bye. You know. Oh yeah. But the thing about some of the commercials the past few years, I was talking about this on another show, about a relationship show, about how they make men, husbands, look like fools and inept clowns now. Have you noticed that? Those subliminal messages where the guy is always doing something wrong and the wife is looking at him askew, and she's looking at him like, you dummy. And that's in a lot of commercials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought I was the only one who noticed that. You know, or they're making them look like they're subservient to the woman,
Yeah.
And I see that. Like, it's one out there about life insurance. And, you know, the wife said, honey, I told you to get life insurance. And he looks at her all sad, puffy eye. Well, I just can't find anything. Then she comes up with this great company to try. I'm like, see, that is not the way it's supposed to work.
That is not the way it's supposed to work.
But that is, like you say, subliminally, the message they're trying to get out there.
That's right.
You know? Yeah.
They're trying to make the man look like the big old doofus and the woman looking like she's in charge of the family. She's super mom. And here she is. She can cook and bring home the bacon, as the song goes, right? And fry it up in the pan.
Right. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but just don't make the man look like fools, because we've been doing our share of work, heavy lifting and elbow grease for the families for centuries. So I in particular don't like looking at those commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, times are changing a little bit too, Joe. Yeah, it really is, because a lot of men, you know, they just don't want to do anything, you know, especially this younger generation. And the way the laws have been set up lately, you know, everything is in favor of the woman anyway.
That's been almost all the time. You talk about alimony, palimony, child support. Also, when you compare women arrested versus men arrested for the same crime. Firstly, women don't get arrested as often for the same crime. When they go to trial, first off, most women won't even go to trial if they're arrested for the same type of crime. And if they do go to trial, they get lighter sentences. So
you know what? I cannot disagree with that. I cannot disagree with that, because you are absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely correct. Yeah.
So that would be one of my pet peeves in order to start off this particular theme of yours about what is it that men have against women, or the pet peeves they have against women, or the pet peeves women have against men. The judicial system is set up to make the women get off a lot easier, which reinforces their princess complex, that I'm a princess, nothing's going to happen to me. You know what's funny? I have seen women get arrested. This is funny. I have seen on walking down the street on two different occasions, men and women being arrested, don't know what for. But the women, both women, now this is probably like maybe years apart. Let's say in 2006 I saw this, and let's say 2009 I saw it again. It's funny where the women are getting arrested. Now, the men, they're smart enough to keep their mouth shut. The women are going, I know my rights. I pay your salary. You can't do this to me. And if I was those chicks' boyfriends, I would have said, well, shut up, you know, because you're going to aggravate the men who are with the bullets and the guns and the billy club who are arresting us. Shut your mouth. I know my rights. As she's being, you know, carted away, being put into the car. You can't do this to me. Well, apparently they can, Chickie.
Okay. You are right.
Oh, you know what I heard on the show the other day? In alignment with what we're talking about now, there's a law. Now, I don't know if this extends to other felonies, but there's a law where if the man makes the woman pregnant and she does something to abort the baby or harm the baby, He's responsible for that, for what she did.
Say that again.
Yeah. If, let's say, a chick gets pregnant by her boyfriend, and she either commits a crime or, I believe, does something to the fetus.
Uh-huh.
And she, let's say, DUI, right? And she gets into an accident, she hurts the fetus. The guy's responsible, not her.
Okay. Now, I'm not understanding. Why is the guy
Me
responsible?
Neither. How do I know? I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's an actual law?
I believe so. I mean, the way the guy was describing it, I mean, he might have been wrong, but...
That's interesting. I've never heard anything like that. It must be some other stuff involved that he didn't tell.
Some people
don't tell the whole truth.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do any further looking up on it, so I didn't bother to find out anything else about it. But you know, it was interesting to hear. And frankly, if it's one state or two, I wouldn't be surprised, because different states have different laws, different rules and regulations. But at the same time, I think all states favor females in the judicial system. Take a look at family law. This is Canadian law. To step off just a second, you know Joe Rogan, right? The guy, the commentator for the UFC.
Yeah.
That guy, before he got to become a commentator, he was on a particular show. I think it was called News Radio. This was back in the early 2000s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't the star of the show, but he was a character actor on the show. He was playing a comedian on the show. So anyway, the star of the show was a Canadian. So he was making about $1 million a year. Okay, then and he was married. Then he got divorced. Now that particular show that he was on, where he was a star, that was his only break in life in terms of Hollywood or entertainment. So when he got divorced, according to Canadian law now, he's been getting jobs that instead of paying $1 million a year, he's getting paid, you know, $50,000, $100,000. But the judges are telling him that because the wife was married to him at a time when his salary was $1 million a year, and when they got divorced, he was getting, let's just make up a figure, $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's $120,000 a year. He's not making that kind of money anymore, but he's still
right.
got to pay out that money to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what the that law says basically is, look, you got her used to this type of lifestyle, and just because y'all no longer together and she can't, you know, support herself so they say, then, yeah, what we going to do, we're going to say, okay, since you got her used to this lifestyle, this is what we're going to require you to pay her a month so she can at least maintain that standard of living.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of hogwash, though.
You got that right.
It is. Yeah, that's
hogwash.
I mean,
his standard of living went all the way down, but he's got to maintain some, you know, that's love insurance. That's divorce. That's divorce insurance.
Right. Right. But I think a lot of times, too, that depends on who the quote-unquote star is as well. You know, because I done seen with some of these jokers.
but those are American stars. Like Lindsay Lohan, she got away with murder probably with her drug, getting picked up for drug offenses and stuff like
that. Yeah,
but this
right.
is Canada. This poor guy, I don't know. Oh man.
Yeah. You know what? I've heard those type of things happen actually in the United States, you know, and the majority of the way it goes, like you said. But I know there are some instances where the women have been made to do pay the man quote unquote standard of living allowance. But it just depends on the state you're in and who you are as an entertainer, I guess.
Well, I know Kate Dacton had to do that. This is years. I mean, this is like over 20, 25 years ago when she married. I forget the guy's name, but that's because she was making more money than he was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So as a result, she was considered the breadwinner. When they got divorced, she had. She said, I mean, she was on the Johnny Carson show, and she said it was like a Brinks truck rolled up to my bank. And just took my money out of my account because she was paying all this money to this guy, right?
Right.
Now the roles were reversed. Now, of course, since the roles were reversed, the women are going to have something to say about it and say, well, you know, we're women and yada, yada, yada. But it's okay for the man to get fleeced for his wallet to go bankrupt, but it's not all right for her. So... So the judicial system is something that I have a pet peeve against when it comes to parity between men and women, because, you know, and women are always talking about we're men's equal, we want equality. If you wanted equality, you would join the service and serve in the service on the front lines the same as men. But they can't even pass the physical.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that is all true now, because, you know, some women these days, they have really made men soft. I don't know how men become so soft lately. Now, even the young men, some of them are so soft and feminine. You know, the woman, of course, the woman is actually more athletic and able to do things now than some of the men. So, but yeah.
Well, they've always been athletic. If a woman can become a gymnast, right? If she can become a pole dancer, I mean, if she can play sports, then she can lift up her own bags, open up her own doors, and if she's supposed to be my equal in terms of intellect, jobs, then she can pay for her own lifestyle. And she can pay for her own dates and go Dutch, because I don't pay for dates anymore. You know, yeah. If I want to go out with me, we're gonna meet.
Wait a minute, Joe. What you say? You don't pay for dates anymore?
I do not.
If
pay
you want to go
dates.
Out and say she's gonna have to pay her own.
She's paying her. Yeah, we're paying Dutch. That's what we're doing.
Okay. You know what, though? That's not the first time you said that, though. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't want this nonsense where, now this is a pet peeve in the social arena. I'm a princess on Monday, but I'm your equal. I'm your equal on Monday. I'm a princess on Tuesday, but I need your help on Wednesday because I'm just a poor little girl. So Not of that nonsense.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know, Joe. Sound like you want it both ways. You want her to be feminine, but you want her to be a little independent at the same time, right?
Well, I don't mind her being independent and strong. I don't think any man does. I just don't like this nonsense where a woman says, I'm independent, but I need you in order to help me move or to help me. Can you loan me some money or can you help me with this particular problem? They're always independent, but they always come to men when it comes to doing the heavy lifting or solving problems. They go to women in order to vetch, in order to complain about something or to complain about men. But when it comes time to helping them out to do the real heavy stuff, it's always to the man that they go to, whether it's a relative or a boyfriend.
Okay. Huh. All right. Well, then. Well, we know what made you upset.
Don't preach to me about how you're my equal and then all of a sudden, well, no, because traditionally, if you want to go out with me, you know, you should pay for the first date, which means every date. And I wouldn't mind a tradition where whoever asked whomever out would pay for the first date. And then if you continue to want to continue to date him or her, you would pay, you know, your way or pay for his or her way, you know, switch back and forth. I just go Dutch from the very beginning. But women don't want to go Dutch. I've seen on the internet some shows where anchor women are talking about dates, and they're saying, well, if you want to date me, if a man wants to date me, he has to act like a gentleman. He has to pay for the date. And,
well,
you know,
who said that was being
women,
a gentleman,
making,
though?
Huh?
Who said that was being a gentleman that you had to pay for the date?
These chicks. These women are making $250,000 a year as anchor women. People who are out there on the on TV, or they're on TV. I just see it on the internet, and there's a discussion popping up about feminism, men's rights, women's rights. You know, they always say, "Well, if you want to date me, you have to pay for the date. You have to ask me out, and you have to pay." And the women are making over $200,000 a year. And they can't pay for their own date. They don't mind paying $2,000 for a freaking Prada handbag or $2,000 for an open-toed pair of shoes. But when it comes to a date, when you're with somebody that you want to have a conversation with, try to get to know, you don't want to pay your half of the date? Sounds like hypocrisy to me.
Okay, maybe they're saying, okay, you ask me out for the first date, you pay for the meal the first date, and if there is a second date, I'll pay for the meal. But your theory is, look, well, I got to pay for the first date when there may not be a second date, because I may not like you.
That's right.
Okay, all right.
That's exactly right.
You know what? I can't argue with that.
There was a woman who made, and she was unapologetic. About 2 or 3 years ago, she was on social media, and she was talking about how she actually went out on dates just to get a free meal.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
So these are the kind of women that we look out for, and yet women will say, well, you shouldn't be like that. You know, traditionally you're a gentleman. I say, well, when I come across a lady, maybe I'll revert back to being a gentleman again.
Oh.
Right now.
Joe, I bet your conversations with some of them women be hilarious.
Oh, no. They would be. They would
I bet
be.
They'd be hilarious. Yeah. I can just imagine.
No. Just out of principle, I'm not spending money. Now, if you want to go to a nice, cheap Dunkin' Donuts and meet me around the corner, because I know girls who wanted to be with me, and one chick took me out on an official date. She paid for everything, which was
okay.
Nice.
Right.
If other women are interested in you, they don't want to pay for the date. They'll say, can you meet me at a place? And then they expect the guy to pick up the tab for the drinks and for the meal. Because that's the way that a man should operate in their mind. So even though they can, you know, they can order whatever they want for themselves, but then the guy, right, they expect the guy to be a gentleman and say, well, let me do this. Or if even if a woman will offer, let's say they've gone out a number of times, and she'll offer, most men are still conditioned to say, no, that's okay, I got it. Not me. You want to pay for it? Dip into your wallet, babe. You've got money. You made it. You might as well spend it.
Okay.
That's who I am. No, I'm not. I used to go out on dates, and I would do what I would call the trifecta. I like to go dance, a movie, and go for dinner all in the same night. To me, that was a date.
Right.
But it cost too much money, and I wasn't appreciated for it. So I stopped that real quick, even though that's...
Oh, so basically what you're saying is, if you go on a date, you want to at least feel a little bit appreciated, you know, not just, you know, as a token for a free meal.
Well, yeah, and I'm not... Yeah, and a little bit appreciated means to me, you go Dutch. You want to be with me, or do you want to be with my wallet? If you like me, you spend money on on clothes, jewelry, whatever nonsense that you spend the money on. You can spend it on a date with an interesting character, with somebody who wants to get to know you. And you don't have to feel obligated at the end of the night. At the end of, let's say, three dates, because I have a three-date rule, just like some people do. You know, if I've taken you out for three dates, I'm getting laid, chicky. Okay, don't tell me you got a period.
So
I don't want to hear it.
So if you have three-date rule, the third date, somebody's giving up something.
That's right. You know, because otherwise, why are you there? Why are you there?
Okay.
You're not there just to have a platonic relationship. If you are, then you pay for your half of the goddamn interaction. Simple.
Okay. All right. I don't know. That sounds a little bit like a bribery job.
Well, if you pay Dutch from the first date onward, you don't have to worry about being pressured to go to bed because the man didn't bribe you.
Okay. All right. You know what? All right. I'm following you.
Right?
And this is not the first time you said that, Joe. So
no,
it's good to see you haven't changed any.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so when was the last date you went on?
Oh, a long time ago as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Is she keeping busy,
especially with the especially with the pandemic, because that's ruined my even if I weren't going out on dates the past 2 years, I would still be going out to dances and mingling with buddies of mine and mingling with chicks that would be over there at the dance place. But I haven't had a social life worth talking about, actually, in the past year and a half or 2 years since this bullshit started. Because my social life's comprised of mainly dancing, because I love music. I love going out there and dancing. And I even went to meetup.com to find out of other places and other things that you can do, but they want to enforce first of all, there's not many places that you can go to in person anymore because of the pandemic, and then they want to enforce wearing the mask throughout the, getting together. I'm not wearing a mask for 4 hours on my face. I go out here without a mask on. I go into stores without a mask on. I don't want to be bothered going into some sort of social action and have a mask on for 3 or 4 hours the whole night. It's not my thing.
Yeah. That kind of does take away from whatever chemistry may be present. You know, you got to keep, and you got to try and hear the person talking from behind the mask. Yeah,
right.
I see your point. Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, it's the breathing behind the mask for 4 hours straight, 5 hours straight.
Yes, I've been lucky.
I haven't had to do that at all. I mean, like I say, I walk out without a mask. I don't walk into a store with a mask on. So I've been mask-free for a while. And for me to have to go talk to somebody, not and only see the eyes, and hear the voice muffled, and breathe in my own carbon monoxide, I'm not doing it.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I understand. All right, let's bring P. Yankee in. He has decided to grace us with his presence today. So let's see what he has to add to the topic today. All right, P. Yankee, welcome to the show. What you got for me?
I just wanted to say hello to the both of you. I think you're very swell people, good guys. And that's all I wanted to say. I really appreciate people like you and Joe. And I don't know, you know, it needs to be more like that. Than,
okay, Bianchi.
If I ever go to making T-shirts, I want you and Joe's picture on for the kids in the neighborhood. So that's all I had to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah. Look, I was about to ask, hey, Tanky, you going somewhere we need to know about? You know, you come on here all sentimental and stuff. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice day. We are in the fall of the year, and what else?
Mm-hmm. And Halloween just passed, so you just thought we would be good on a T-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Halloween.
I know, on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Halloween is past, and I snatched a couple of bags of candy from some kids and got away, so what more?
Well, okay.
Now let's talk about these damn politicians.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. You're just not going to come up here and change what we're talking about. All right? That is not about to happen. So we're talking about men and women issues today. We're not talking about no politicians, nothing. Because they haven't changed it over 20 years, and they're not going to change between now and tomorrow. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We leave that politician stuff alone today.
Well, I tell you what, I would imagine it's kind of hard to find a good woman nowadays if you used to old school types that can cook and do that. I don't think they exist, do they?
Yeah, I know a few. I know a few that can cook, keep a clean house, you know, take care of you. Not in the word of, you know, take care of, but I mean, you know, keep a clean house and all that good stuff. Yeah, I know a few.
They don't have no
but
McDonald's.
Then again, brother, No, we don't do the McDonald's, man.
Laying on the floor over in the corner, McDonald's bags.
I don't do that either.
No.
I don't need a woman for that. I cook and I clean. I need a woman for more than
well,
that.
You know what, though? Honestly speaking, I don't need one for that. I don't know. Well, I am not going to say that. I don't know too many older gentlemen that need a woman for that, okay?
However,
well, I mean,
these women
in today's
too big
society,
nowadays, man. You see
in today's society, you know, you really don't need them for sex with the robots and stuff they got.
That's
out. But
hard.
Anyway,
you're right.
But wait a minute, hold
women,
on, Peggy.
That's hard
what's
work.
Wrong? What's wrong with
that's
a with a, with a healthy
Eric,
woman?
Look at them.
What is wrong with a healthy woman?
By the time you get up on top of one, you're scared you're going to fall off and break your neck on them. I mean,
oh,
that's a
Lord.
Long ways to climb.
Oh, Lord.
What kind of woman is that?
And these women nowadays, you can't get two arms around unless one.
Oh, Lord. Pianki, do you have something against healthy women? That's what you're trying to say. You want
is
yours to be nice
call,
and skinny?
Oh, well, hey, look, I thought
okay,
you were
going to say I guess we need some clarity here. So what is a big bone, healthy, big woman to you, Pianki.
I tell you what's a good woman. And
oh,
you
okay.
can
give
feel
us a
with
round
your
about
own
weight.
Eyes.
I mean, give us a round about weight thing. Okay, go ahead.
Go to YouTube and type in Soul Train. And look at those women that's dancing on Soul Train back in the 1970s. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Pianki
matter of fact,
like
you have to ask, what country is that?
Well, the Astros
okay.
back
and
then
Eric,
were dynamite.
And Eric, you know you mix those days. Come on, man.
Say what?
Then, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You made mention of the Soul Train line, Eric, when you say when you be DJing.
Yeah,
so
I
you don't see that nowadays. Yeah, you don't see that nowadays.
Don't see what? Talking about skinny women?
Those women weren't skinny. They was perfect. Weighed about 145 pounds.
Okay, hold on.
About
what made them so perfect?
That go to market closing. What made them so perfect? That's just the culture that was going on back in those days, and that's what they, you know, they had a different activity. They was active, and I guess diets was different, so on. A lot of things, Eric.
Pianki. Just because that woman is slim doesn't mean she's perfect, as you say. Some of them have the nastiest tattoos you can ever want to be involved with. Some of them just like you talk about. You know, they want to go out just so they can get a free meal. Heck no. You know, no. I can't take that, Pianki. I can't agree with you.
Well, you know, back in them days.
I know, Jamie.
I don't know how old you are, Eric, but I remember the Soul Train back in the 70s, watching Soul Train and the culture of black people back then with the dashikis and the afros. It was black culture back then. Like, what would you call it? It was black power, yeah.
But see, you have to remember, too, if we're going to talk about the Soul Train show, you have to talk about the 70s, right? And you have to talk about television. Of course, they weren't going to put too many healthy women on television. That didn't sell anything. Come on now. But that don't mean those were the perfect women.
No, back then they did. They did back then. Because there's some stories about Don Cornelius being interviewed. And he made mention of the size of the women and so on, that he would allow to dance, so it was an issue back then. But you know, it was small.
You're
women.
Breaking up, Pianki.
Yeah, no, I got my trading screen on. But they were smaller women back then, Eric. We got to admit it.
Okay, yeah, they were smaller. So, okay, well, what about someone like Lizzo today?
Oh,
you know who Lizzo is?
Shit.
Huh?
Who's Lizzo?
She's this what they call it? Extra.
Oh,
she's a woman that is
model?
You know, yeah. She's a plus size artist, and she's proud of herself, you know. And she's come out in some very very scantily outfits, to say the least, you know. But she's proud of her body and who she is. You know, but if you take Pianki's explanation, yeah, she's not a perfect woman. But I know that's your personal preference, though, right, Pianki? The slim women.
I like petite women. I don't like them big old women.
Okay, all right.
And the arms from the elbow, from the shoulder to the elbow, them arms are big. Woo.
What are you talking about? You must be talking about something.
Well, look,
know.
That's more to hug you with.
No,
what
it
are
ain't.
You talking about?
No.
Okay.
Petite
all right.
Woman. My wife was very petite. My first wife, petite woman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What you about to say, Joe?
I wonder. I always wonder. What is it with black men and his fascination with junk in the trunk?
Okay. What?
I don't know. That's
what
a Volkswagen.
What is the fascination with black men and women and junk in the trunk?
Yeah. With a fat ass.
It's juicy.
Huh?
It's nice to hold on to.
Oh, is that it? Oh,
it's nice to hold on to, yeah.
Well,
I mean, if it's proportionate with the body, yes. Now, if you take people like Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, to where they had the Kardashian girl, where they had work done, no, it's not all that appealing. But if it's just natural and a part of her body naturally, no,
that,
it's a beautiful thing.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I've heard for years, I love me some fat-ass women. And they were talking fat-ass women. And I just couldn't see it.
It's appealing. It's appealing. It's appealing. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Let's be honest.
That's why a lot of the slave masters decided to sleep with their slaves because of that.
Come on.
It's true. It's true, believe it or not.
You didn't have slaves coming from Africa, and then was no big women. No, hey, you wouldn't want them because one of them take up two or three regular ones on the ship.
Okay, that's an exaggeration, Joe. Hey, East Coast, what's going on? That's an exaggeration there. No. You know, I don't know where this myth come from that every woman that came from Africa was small. That's not it.
I would think they'd have to be big in order to pick the cotton and not wilt in the sun.
Say what?
Well, I say this. You talk about junk in the trunk. I call them Volkswagens. And I guess some people, of course, you know the men just as humongous, too. So I guess they need that because when they hit it from the back, they don't want to punch it out through the window.
Hold up. Did you just say some of the men are humongous? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, these men are humongous, too. Look, they just as obese. Big
oh,
guys.
Okay. All right. Please clarify.
You got them transvestites out there.
Oh my gosh, that's a whole different animal right there.
And they be twerking just as well as the women do.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Some of them, if you walked up on them, you wouldn't know they were men.
You're right.
Believe it or not.
And that's why I say they need to reveal right up front who and what they are. Because, and I said this on Facebook, and they put me in jail. I said, you can get killed like that.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
That is true. That has happened. But in the same thought process, if you want to know, don't you think you should ask before you get started with anything or before you even go out? Ask the question.
I think that they should tell because under normal circumstances, you're not going to ask because you think it is. But they should tell what the heck they are.
I think they should definitely do it before they go to bed.
I'm going to do it before you start buying them drinks.
I've seen online.
Drinks may change if you have your vision off a little bit. Hey, like I say, if you want to know, ask.
I don't know how you would ask, Eric. How would you ask somebody if you want to go out with them?
You know, in today's dating world, that's like going out with get ready to go out with a woman, and you just get in a conversation, and sometimes you just have to say, hey, do you like women? You know, just get it out there. No, because there's so many. There's so many. And
you,
majority of them will tell you yes or no. You know, in today's world, have I done what? Ask that question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of answer you get?
The truth. Yes or no. Yeah or no.
You get any yes?
Yeah. Quite a few. A few.
Yeah.
What happened after you found out that it was a yeah? You stay there or will you leave or what?
No, we just remain friends. That's it. There ain't none of that extra stuff going on.
Okay.
Ain't got time for that nonsense.
Yeah, but that transvestite has got you following and eyeing the back. And if you pull those pants down and turn around, now you shocked and mad as hell.
You know why?
And see that
you know calculator
in your brain start adding up all the drinks you paid for.
Well, see, that's your fault then, because you didn't think to ask. When in doubt, ask. What the old people used to say, a hungry man don't get fed. Same thing. If you're curious and you want to know, ask. By the time you're in the
but
bed
you know,
with them
Eric,
and then you realize it's not what you thought it was, that's your fault. So
you
what
know,
you getting mad
you this,
for?
Eric.
Just drink some more and have fun,
you,
I guess.
It's just not common to ask that question. It would be better if they told.
We are in 2021. You better ask questions. You better ask. You just like you have to ask. You know, are you bisexual? Are you just out here trying to feed a hunger and then you're gonna go back to your girlfriend or boyfriend? I mean, you have to ask. Women need to ask some questions too. Especially if you live down anywhere near Atlanta. So many homosexuals down there. Yeah, you better ask some questions.
Oh, Atlanta is something else.
You
know,
gotta ask them how many abortions have they had too.
Well, you can ask that too. If they're gonna tell you, yeah. It's simple. If you want to know, ask. It's just that easy. Sometimes we make a whole situation hard. We make a whole situation harder because we don't ask what we want to know.
Well, I'm going to remember what you just said.
Yeah, if there's any hesitation, then you know that may be a red flag for you.
You know, I was thinking about what you're saying.
I look at it.
I can, I think a person can actually make a good question by saying, you know, just for the sake of PC, just to get everything out there in the open, you can tell me yes or no. Are you a transsexual? Are you a bisexual? Are you bipolar? Before we even go out, now, what are you? Are you a healthy American male, female, or are you a healthy American male?
Well, you know, on the dating sites, and you include your resume. Maybe
mm-hmm.
one should include that. No transvestites. No.
Oh
no,
yeah, well
no.
that's.
You're right. They should include that. But the question is, do they? And, you know, and that's, I think that's the other problem with dating is all these different sites they have out there. And a lot of people are member of multiple sites. And, you don't know what the heck you're getting on. Like, what was that show used to come on? Catfish? Yeah, I think it was Catfish.
I don't remember that.
Where people make up identities and
yeah,
have these other folks.
Yeah, that was the web
folk. Series. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and they have these folks, you know, falling in love with them, but they're not the person they thought they were talking to.
Right.
Yeah. So, if you're going to do the dating site thing, yeah, you better ask a lot of questions, a whole lot of questions.
Oh, I've been
you
on plenty,
not
been
talking
on
to what you think.
Fish. I'm thinking about going back there, but I've been off it for a few years now.
Well, Joe, you know, there's no doubt you're going to get the questions, the answers you want. There's no doubt about it. Because we know you're going to ask questions. If it just sounds funny, you're going to ask the questions.
Yeah, well, something like that. Yeah, I mean, I'll be like Bianchi. No trannies, no transvestites, no drag queens. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, you remember when you used to have that show years ago and that woman used to call from Hawaii, was it? You remember her?
Hawaii?
I think
she was calling from Hawaii. She used to call the show.
Oh, a girl called from Hawaii?
Yeah, she used to call the show and talk. And I think she said she was from Hawaii. I'm not sure. But she was someplace out in the Western time zone going that way. But she sounded pretty nice.
I don't remember this.
You know what? That's the biggest hook. That is the biggest hook there is. She sounds nice. Yeah. She sounds real nice till you get up on her. You'd be like, oh, my God.
We talked to her for months. I mean, we were talking to her for months. You come on the show.
I bet you did.
I can't think of her name.
I bet you did.
I don't remember.
You know what? I bet some women out there say the same thing about some men.
Oh, they
oh, he sound nice on the phone. He sound nice, real nice on the phone. Then they see him in person, be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that happens. That does happen. And for what men do, and I don't know if this happens by a lot of chicks, but what a lot of men do, which I have to consider is really, really dumb, you put up a photo of yourself that's about 10 years younger. Why
yeah.
would you
yeah, your high
that?
School picture.
You know, why would you want to do that? Then you show up in person and the girl goes, wait a minute, you're a lot older than I thought you were. Why do you want to start off like that?
Then they try to save it by saying, well, age isn't nothing but a number.
Now, that's a good one right there. Age ain't nothing but a number. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. In some cases, very rarely, maybe. But in most cases, yeah, it's more than just a number.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah, because my thing is.
Well, how young of a lady would either one of y'all date? What age? In the 20s?
No.
No. At first meeting? No, I wouldn't want anybody less than 45 or 50. But let's say you've known somebody at work and she's about 25, right, and you're 20 years older than her, even 30 years older than her, but you get along well, I would think, you know what, she might be somebody that I might want to go out with.
Yeah,
just to say, hey, she's good looking, she's 25, I would go, you know what? She is good looking. I wouldn't mind banging her, but I'll tell you what. She'd have to be out of her mind to date me. Because if I'm 25, 30 years older, she has to be out of her mind.
Did you say you wouldn't mind banging her, Joe?
I wouldn't mind banging her, but but to have her as company, what can you get from somebody who's 25 years of age and hasn't had any real life experiences, but you know she has the attitude, I'm a princess, if she's really, really pretty. But the thing is that what would she want with somebody who was 25, 30 years older? I've dated women who were 10, 12, 12 years older. But
older than you?
Yeah. That's 12 years. That's not 20. That's not 30 years. I mean, there's a huge difference.
Wow,
would you date
about
a foreign lady
older.
Like Russian?
Foreign as hell.
Like those Russian ladies? There's a lot of them out there now.
Hell no. Especially Russian. They're looking for a green card faster than you can swivel your head. No. No immigrants for me. Hell no. You got an accent? Bye-bye. Uh-uh. They make me appreciate American women.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yeah. Because I remember in Korea, they was over there. Yeah.
Plus, they have a hidden...
No foreigners
will ever hate towards America.
You have to be American.
That's exactly it. You
well,
gotta
a lot
be
of black men are going down to Rio in Brazil. Eric.
That's I've heard about those excursions, and that's nice to go down there. But if you bring back any European chick, in fact, any chick, bring them back to America, and they start finding out about the freedoms, liberties, as we talked about last week, and the laws
the
that favor women here, you can forget about them. They'll be worse than American chicks.
You know what, Joe?
Well, my wife is Ghanaian. She ain't that bad.
Who?
My wife's
Ghanaian. She ain't that bad.
really bad. Bad. Thank you guys.
I would hope you would think she's more than just ain't that bad, T. Yankee. Really?
Well, I'm, well, you know, ain't that bad like what you guys are describing. It depends on the, it depends on the area and so forth.
So what questions did you ask your wife when you met her? Did you ask any specific questions? Or you just
I couldn't ask
hung
her,
out with
I had to ask, her brothers of the males about her.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. All right. All right. I forgot Africa. That's a whole different culture there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
That was many years ago, though.
Huh?
That was many years ago.
2012.
Really?
My first wife, my childhood sweetheart, she died in 2008.
Oh. Oh,
is that
okay.
Is that Quentin's mother?
No, Quentin's mother is my daughter. My daughter's mother is my first wife.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. Your grandson, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So y'all going and stuff I don't know about. But okay. We'll take that. We'll take that. Mm.
Well, Bianca introduced Quentin to us on another show a while back, and Quentin's interested in STEM. I think he's going to be in an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, or...
No, he's gas petroleum. He already got
that
degree.
Oh, gas petroleum. Okay.
Hey, that's steady. That is steady.
You know what? That would have been a good field until Biden came along.
Well, Biden done messed up a lot of fields.
We're talking no politics.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
We're not even easing up in that today. We're not doing that. Let's keep talking about this male-female thing, though, because y'all funny. But you know what? I think in today's society,
minute,
you do have to ask them questions. What?
Should the woman ask the man, are you down low?
Yeah, she should ask him.
You got that right.
Just like he should ask her, she should ask him. Hey, you like men? You know, you ever been with any men? You know, how long has it been since you've been with a man? When last time you had the HIV test? You should be asking all the more crazy questions. Well, them questions ain't really crazy. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, uh-huh. even before going to bed with them. You know, that's some of the things you should get out the way early. You know, so there's no misconception about what was about to happen.
You
know,
you ought to carry one of them black light flashlights in your pocket, in your purse.
What do you need a black light flashlight for, Pinky?
Well, you have to shine it on them in certain areas. Because in some area, it reveals itself.
Oh, Lord.
The black light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I thought it was for the vaccine.
No, no.
Well, that too. Yeah, you need to ask them, have you been vaccinated?
Oh, hell, if they had been, that would be one strike against them because they shed.
Yeah.
You know, that's interesting you said that, Joe. So if you met a woman and she's been vaccinated, you wouldn't have any interest in her whatsoever?
I'm pulling out my can of Lister Lysol and spray.
Why? Well, she's
Lysol
vaccinated,
kills the
right?
COVID.
Lysol kills
the
COVID.
You know what? This is
well, Lysol
story.
Kills the flu too, but you get a flu shot, right?
Well, I don't get a flu shot, no.
Yeah, but you don't share that like you do the COVID, so they say.
I went to the supermarket
okay.
when COVID first started. Do you know there was a woman? You know how you smell perfume, right? Because they spray it on a little bit. But this woman sprayed Lysol on. She had to have sprayed her entire body with Lysol because you smelled it coming and going.
Mm.
Well, that's the Pianchi train of thought.
Well,
if you spray Lysol on yourself, you won't catch it. You don't need to be vaccinated.
That's what it says on the can right here.
Mm.
But you know what? If you go to get the swab stuck way up in your nose, you should spray your Lysol in the room and walk in there and inhale it. Then
well,
go
I'm
ahead
sorry.
And get the swab.
I'm not sticking anything up my nose. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean when people go get their be tested and they put that
right
3 foot long swab.
No, that's not
brain.
Happening. No, that's not happening.
I don't blame
happening.
You. I don't either.
That is definitely not
oh,
happening.
Oh, Bianca, did you tell Eric about the religious exemption that you know? Eric,
oh yeah, I got my universal life minister card.
Oh, okay.
You might have to call me Pastor Eric, because I might get
no.
One
okay, you still gonna be Joe.
I am Minister Joe, Pastor Joe.
I'm not calling you no minister, nothing.
If I get that, then I am an actual pastor. I can marry people.
I'm going to call you Minister of Mayhem. That's what I'm going to call you, Joe. Minister of Mayhem.
My wife, my daughter got one, and she already don't perform the wedding.
She did?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
About a week ago.
Isn't it, man? I tell you. How does that feel, man? You up there, you performing a wedding, and you looking at these two people. So can you perform any wedding or, does it have
any
to be
wedding,
to male, females? So you can do same sex and all that good stuff.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah, but you can do
why not? If you're a minister, you should be able to do it, right?
No,
that's why
no.
The license, right? So, as a minister, you would not do that then. There's a certain line you wouldn't even worry about crossing.
Traditional weddings, male and female.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, that's your choice. I can't say nothing.
And if you get too suspecting, I'm going to have to say, pull your pants down.
Oh, Lord.
I can imagine going to a wedding you're presiding.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ooh, boy.
The question is when is he going to do that?
Yeah, right there, right up there, just before the I do is when Bianca goes, then I'll pronounce you. Wait a minute, pull your pants down.
Yeah, but how do a preacher that what did he say when you got two of the same sex?
I don't know. I don't know. I would guess he would use the term partner or maybe say husband and wife or wife and wife. I don't know. Never been to one. I can't answer that.
It's probably
I guess that'd be something good.
Probably picked up by the people getting married. They want to call them husband, wife, and wife and all that shit.
Yeah. You're probably right. I don't know. But, Joe, let me ask you this, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, if you met a woman and, well, she's supposed to be a woman, but she told you she was binary or one of my other crazy terms, what would your response be? Would you date her? Using her? Huh?
No. One thing that would irritate me would be she would have a pronoun like they, and she would want me to call her they instead of she or her. And I'm really against that pronoun. I'm all for the LGBT XYZABC, but for have that their political agenda imposed upon me, and to change words around the way that they want, to change an actual pronoun that has nothing to do with your sex. Well, it does. I mean, it doesn't identify you as a man or a woman. But at the same time, you want to be a plural instead of a singular, and you insist on it? That, to me, means you're really sick in the head. You really want attention that bad? You really want to impose your will on me or anybody else that badly? No. Nah. But I'll tell you one thing that... because you guys know me, if I ever got married, you guys would go, holy Jesus, Joe got married. But let's say I did. I found who I thought was the perfect woman.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, I've been in discussions with some people, neighbors, as a matter of fact, online, virtually, and I found out that my wife, 5 or 6 years, I mean, I've been in love with her. She's been in love with me. We've been happy. Somebody comes up to me and tells me, hey, Joe, do you know Joanne was really a boy and transitioned over to a female? First off, I wouldn't believe it. But let's say I found out and I got it confirmed from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do?
Yeah, what
now,
would you
remember,
do?
Remember, 5 years we've had sex. We've made love many times. We've shared emotional moments. We've got each other's back, right? No divorce.
Right.
I'm not even thinking about it.
Okay.
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would hate that fuck. Excuse me, I forgot your show. Forgot about the religious aspect of your show. Sorry. That guy that told me, or that girl that told me, I would
out
because they would be making trouble. They would do it just to make trouble. But myself and my wife were continuing as if nothing happened. Because if I found somebody who was an artificial woman who was going to make me happy and I'm making her happy, I am not going to break up a marriage simply because she was a he some time ago. Yes, she lied to me. Sure. But that lie progressed into a whole 5 years of happiness. And I don't blame her. It's not as though she robbed the bank. It's not as though she committed a felony. I can see the discrimination against her. She found me to be her soulmate. I, for some reason, found her to be my soulmate. I'm not breaking up a marriage. I'm not breaking up. I'm not separating from my wife.
Okay.
I don't want that to go to hell.
Well, wait a minute now. So once you find that out, at no time would you think about while you're making love to her that you're actually making love to what used to be a man and he had his penis sliced open and all that good stuff, and basically you playing with his penis, you just don't see it anymore. That would never cross your mind.
It might, but if I can use my head, my mind, to escape other situations in life so that I can tolerate it, right?
Then
I'm going to tolerate that situation, I hope. I hope there would be nothing that's in my mind that would poison that marriage. To remember that.
Okay.
No.
Well, you going to look his penis eye to eye?
Well, you know, after 5 years, he probably already has. He just ain't realized it. So it don't really matter anymore.
It doesn't matter,
I see his point now.
It doesn't matter then. I'm hoping that nothing would happen. Nothing would happen in my head.
You know, he probably put his nose and everything in it, don't really matter no more.
I'm saying I had no inkling whatsoever that this person used
right,
to be
right.
Now, I know, and I wouldn't mind if other people said, you know what, without my hearing it, that's an it, that's a he, that's a she, me, or he, she male. That's fine. I don't blame anybody for taking a look at her and thinking that way. But for me, marriage, I'm not going to throw it away simply because I got a shock.
You know what? That's all right, Joe. You got to make me proud of you then. That's all right. Cause you more man than most, I tell you.
I know most people would go, I've had this discussion. You know, not me. Nah, she's gone. Bye-bye. She lied to me. Bye-bye. But I'm thinking to myself, first off, for me to marry, I'm at an age where marriage is out of the question. But let's say I was a younger guy, let's say. And I'm married. That means I took a chance of being with this woman for the rest of my life. And she proved, at least for the first 5 years, she was the right choice.
Well, you know, it really must be something to it. You're already calling him a woman.
Well, yeah. I mean, 5 years I've been looking at her like a woman.
Thank
so
you. Yeah, I mean, it's for five years plus, he's always thought of this person as a woman. So,
that's right.
I see where you're going. Why
when
you change
now? When you seen his feet, didn't you have some questions?
Oh, Lord.
No. No, and the Adam's apple, there's no Adam's apple in the feet. You know, if she...
And the hand's not big as a trash can lid?
No, wait, anyway.
Yankee.
Hey, wait a minute. So, let's say you visiting the parents and you see a photo album with a picture of this dude in there, and nobody would tell you who this dude is. You know, would you ever wonder?
Yeah, that, you know, that would be something. That would be, if that's before the 5 years are up, and
yeah,
let's
yeah.
say we're in the dating phase, and I'm saying, well, who's this? And they go, never mind.
Okay. Right.
You know, they kind of look like that. Kind of looks like Mary over there. You know, the your daughter that I'm dating. You know, kind of looks like her. You know, nope, never mind.
Hey, you need to go to Taiwan and get one of them boy toys.
No. No,
I'm not.
No,
yeah,
no,
I didn't say I was looking.
No.
For, I'm saying this. Now.
Yeah, no. I don't think you want to do that. Wow. No, no, and no.
Eric, you used to go around the world when you was in the military, did you?
Yeah, I sure did. Why?
Did you ever meet any of them?
No, I did not.
When you was in Hanoi and Saigon and places
oh,
like
Lord,
that.
Oh, Lord, here we go. No,
Saigon,
I wasn't in any of, I wasn't in any of those places. Thank you much, Bianchi.
And even if
but
you
no.
were, you weren't going to the red light district, right?
No, nah. Uh-uh. Nope, not happening. Yeah. You know. Now, you know, if you, like, in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, places like that, you know, you do notice the men are kind of feminine acting, you know, but you go your own way on that one. You're like, okay, no, that's not my cup of tea anyway, so whatever. So, I mean, it is what it is. It happens. But hold on, we got somebody else who want to come in on this conversation.
Hello, man.
Okay. Nope, not Maze.
Oh.
Area code 870, talk to me. What's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Talk, Eric?
What's happening, cuz? How you doing, man?
Cuz.
Yo, Pianki.
Hey, cuz. Been a New York minute.
Is that cuz T with the pancake mix? Terrence Williams? You seen
oh,
that, Eric?
No, I have not seen that.
He's got a pancake. He's got a pancake mix with his picture on it. He took
okay.
the place of Aunt Jemima. Cousin
oh,
T.
Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. So what you got for me, cuz? I know you want some of this.
I want some of this. I was just listening to Joe a minute ago. Now, Joe, come on, man.
Hey, here we go.
Come on, Joe. Turn out that thing is a man. You got to realize it don't matter what happens, but it do. It still was. Man, it still is a man.
Well, see, that's why I said 5 years and married to her with nice,
him.
Nice tits.
Him.
Like I said, I don't mind if I was married to someone like that. I don't mind if people thought of her as a him, thought of her as a she, he, she, et cetera. But for me in my life, if I found that out after 5 years, I don't care what anybody says. That's my family. Bang.
It's not about what anybody says. It's just, it's still a man.
No, not to me.
Well, Joe, I got the question for you.
If you
pull... Well, Joe, you know, wait a minute, hold on. Go ahead, cuz.
Cuz,
so
that's the number one question.
If you do a, I don't know, what kind of test do you do to determine a male or female through blood and stuff like that? It's got to be stuff like that. The male hormone, it's still a man, you know. And then what if, I mean, it, just like it decided to be a woman one day, it decided, hey, look, I want to be a man again.
Yeah, well,
ooh.
You know what?
Oh.
There have been over 100 cases where people have transitioned over, wanted to transition back.
Mm-hmm. They go rumbling through the trash can looking for the parts.
Yeah.
No.
I was just interested. I couldn't.
Very
so
few
I,
people would, but that's why.
Yeah.
When I got in discussion with people, because I said, you know what? Thinking about it now, knowing me, never even been close to marriage. Never thought
yeah.
anything about it because I haven't seen a good marriage in my family. I mean, with my
mm-hmm.
friends, with my acquaintances, with a 53-55% divorce rate. It just doesn't,
mm-hmm.
it's never in the cards for me. That's why I said married. If I'm married, for me to get married, I'd have to
right.
really take a leap of faith.
Mm. Yeah, I think Joe. What Joe's saying is, hey, after 5 years, I have invested time in this right here. So, whatever.
But
you know, long as he keeps dressing up like a woman, I keep hitting him like a woman. I ain't even thinking
well,
about the rest
just
of
about
it.
About sex either. It's all about the intimacy.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this then. What about the honesty though? From the beginning, they didn't tell you this from the beginning.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
And I would say, you know what? She shouldn't have lied, but I understand why. It's like people who have committed felonies and don't tell people that they went to jail. They don't want people to judge them. So I've known her for, like, let's say 2 years prior to marriage, to make up the hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, a felony is that's a different, that's kind
yeah,
of a
different
thing, you know.
It is different.
Yeah, but.
What about?
Well,
yeah.
Depending on what that felony was for.
Yeah.
Cause, see, I'm going to be honest with you. I heard you mentioned felony.
Mm.
But see, I have a totally different feeling about people when they become felons. I think after a period of time, if they have proved that they can function in society without getting in trouble and they're doing things that they need to do, I don't think that should be held over them for the rest of their lives, because I think they should be able to go back into society and perform the same way that everybody else and be free to do all the things that they want to do again, just like everybody else is after a period of time. I don't think you should have to, you know, you mess up as a teenager or a 20-something-year-old man, I don't think that should be held over your head for the rest of your life, you know, that, you know, that you restrict it from certain things, you know.
Yeah, because using that same thought process, that is basically what Joe is saying, that after 5 years, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's a woman. Joe has married this woman. They've been together for 5+ years. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. You were this man. You was a man. Now you're a woman, and I'm happy. So, yeah.
You're still a man.
Well, on the felon deal.
But the felon was a felon. The thing is, if you can forgive a felony, right, of something that somebody did years ago, which was wrong, why can't I forgive? Why can't I forgive?
Well, who's forgiving them? It should be the victim and the victim's family.
I'm sure there's not one of us on this phone that haven't did something that you could have been a felon for one day at some point
not
in time
me.
In your life.
Not me. You
I
remember
believe.
That case?
I don't believe.
You remember that case? You remember that case where that white police officer? Remember that case where that white police officer went in the wrong apartment and shot that black man?
Yeah.
Right.
And at the end of the trial, the family. Member of the family came up and forgave her. Well, people in the society was pissed off at that. Even the judge came down and hugged her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where is that to forgive
reason,
on that?
Huh?
Huh?
They were pissed off for a whole different reason than most people believe. I remember talking about
that. I tell you another case it happened
to,
Eric.
To me, that whole
another place. Well, okay, well, what about that police officer that shot that man in the back when he was running after a traffic stop and a white cop shot the black man. Well, the family forgave him too.
Well, they should have, because he shouldn't have got his limp leg out running nowhere, knowing he could not run nothing. I talked about that too. You talking about Walter Scott or somebody down in Carolina?
Walter Scott,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got out the car running, knowing he got a limp. He can't outrun nobody. What you and the cop was fat anyway, so he wasn't gonna run too far after him. What he thought he was gonna do? I mean, really? I mean, it's all
so what you got there.
Right. Come on, man.
Is people is the victim making the ultimate decision whether or not they should be released or not? Of course, now if you kill somebody, you have committed a crime against.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's get back to what we're talking about here for a moment. Because never one time did Joe say he was going to forgive that person. He said that he didn't care what anybody else said. After 5 years, that's his wife, and that's how he going to view that person as his wife. He didn't say anything about forgiving them, because to him, you know, hey, it is what it is. I didn't know
no,
it wouldn't happen,
yeah.
Huh?
No, but I would forgive her because she did lie, but I would say to myself, I understand why. because it's rough for her, since I know her, to have been assimilated into society without people pointing fingers at her, trying to make trouble with her, et cetera. That's why I keep emphasizing. Since you guys have known me for years on Blog Talk Radio, you know my attitude towards women that I think are not supportive, who actually seem to want to bring down men. And if I found somebody, right, that was giving me the emotional support that I as a man needed, the respect and appreciation that I as a man deserve, and then I find out, you know, after 5 years of sex, intimacy, going out, having our little fights, et cetera, that she's the best thing that ever happened to me, and somebody comes along probably out of jealousy or probably just to make trouble, is just going to tell me something like this just to make trouble, and I'm going to say, I'm going to throw her away because some asshole comes up to me and wants me to believe that he's doing me a favor?
Well, how you know he's trying to make trouble? He just might trying to inform you.
Well,
but I see what Joe is saying, though. Why would Jake, after 5 years, to come tell me something like that when you knew about it ahead of time?
Yeah, especially if you knew about it, then after 5 years later you tell me? No, now, let's say you...
Why are you telling me this?
When did you make... for a lot of reasons. He maybe didn't think you was married or going to marry. I don't know.
Well, I was going to bring something like that in. Let's say it's my best friend.
He finds out you might as well marry your best friend.
Yeah.
No.
Well, your partner knew about it 5 years ago, too, the one you with. They didn't tell you.
Well, good.
Well.
And they didn't tell me. But if somebody tells me now, after having found out, let's say they didn't know, and then found out and then informed me, you know, to use Bianchi's example, and saying, hey, Joe, I got something to tell you. You may not want to hear about it. And the intention is good, just found out and tells me, okay, so now I don't blame him. But at the same time, I have to review my life with this particular person backwards and forwards. If I get rid of her, simply because now I'm hoping that I'm the kind of person who would want to stay with her. 98% of most men nowadays would get rid of somebody like that. I'm taking a look at that situation saying, I have found marital nirvana. Do I want
you know
to
what,
Joe?
Do you have reconstructive surgery?
Wait a minute, hold on. You know what, Joe, though? I don't think the 98% is a good percentage. I don't think it'd be that high of the ones that'll get rid of them. No, I think it's more like 45% to 50%.
That's all?
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
I really do.
Well, you got more.
Wait a minute.
In amongst black society, you got way more women than you do men. But Joe, did that person have reconstructive surgery?
Of course. You know,
wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm not.
We're getting too far into this, I'm not talking about
a she me who's got a member longer than mine.
Yeah. Now we talking about
reconstructive
surgery.
Well, it had to look like a monster. If it was reconstructed, you should have questioned.
Not necessarily.
Nope. Yeah.
Go ahead.
How you know, Eric?
It wouldn't bother you at all that this, I'm going to say thing, that this thing was born actually by birth. This is still a man.
Well,
by
like
birth,
I said, I would hope.
This is still a man.
I know. I would hope that my attitude would be, I love her or him, and I've been loving her for the last 5 years. She's been loving me for the last 5 years. It's been sweet to have that body next to mine. She smells good. She tastes good. She acts good. She looks good. I don't want to throw that away. I'm hoping I have
that.
You
got to be hard in some places, Joe. You got to be hard in some places.
Look, y'all trying to talk Joe out of this. Joe,
I know.
Joe is like,
this is a hypothetical
situation.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Joe is like, I'm good. Y'all
like...
can't talk me out of this.
Well, what's the difference in somebody that does that, but they're with somebody that can't afford the transformation operation, as I'm going to call it, the operation to change everything. So if, like, say a guy, he's with another guy, and he acts like the other guy is real feminine, act like a woman, dress like a woman, look like a woman, but he's still a man. He still has the male part.
Well, if you
what's
got
the difference
male,
in that and what you're talking about?
Yeah,
that's like the transsexual we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking out a transsexual and don't know it, you're going to find
tranny.
Out eventually. And then you say, well,
yeah.
You know, well, you will excuse me while I get inside my car and drive away, won't you? You know, but of course.
No, I hope it never happens to you like that.
Well, me too, because I for one thing, I don't think, you know, a lot of men would punch that person out. I think I would just say, you know what, I understand, but I got to go.
I remember there was a story out of India, I think, where I think it was India. It was overseas somewhere where this guy had been married to this woman for 20-something years, 20-something years, and come to find out, it was a man that had surgery, and the guy never knew it, and once he found out, he killed her.
Oh,
he sure did.
Wow.
He killed her.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
So
yeah.
Even though we're making this hypothetical thing up, it has happened before, and you see what the consequences can be. That's why I say sometimes you got to ask them hard questions before you even get started. So, you can make that decision. But in the word of Sadak Israel, that's a boy, Damon. That's a boy.
That's a boy.
You know, another reason why
God,
that is a boy.
I was reading about one particular transsexual. She was married twice to two husbands, and they never knew. So I'm saying to myself, you got to be kidding. Really? Seriously?
It must have been blind.
No.
Not necessarily. There's some of them out there that will fool you, though.
Yeah,
there's some of them out there will fool you, believe it or not.
They ain't going to fool me.
Okay, whatever. All right, you be the first one to get got, Pianki, because you said they won't fool me. So you be the first one to be got.
Because
you
be
too
funny.
Overconfident. I know, right?
That would be funny if Pianki comes online and says, you know, I found a new girlfriend, and I've been dating her for about 4 or 5 months. And come here, sweetie. And then she comes and says, where did I meet you? Oh, yeah. And if somebody goes, but Pianki, only transsexuals go.
Joe, he put on the phone and he goes, hello.
Right?
Now, that would be hilarious.
That would.
Yeah. You're like, what's wrong? What's wrong, Pianki? Got a frog in his throat or something?
Yeah.
He's got a date there.
Hey, come here, babe. Hello, I am. I met Pianki about come on, Joe.
I guess at that point he'll find out why it looks like she swallowed a golf ball.
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
That Adam's apple bobbing up and down.
Yeah.
I guess.
They jumping around with a spear in his hand. Okay, all right.
Joe, leave that thing alone, man. That's a man.
Well, Joe, let me ask you something else.
Yeah.
Suppose you found out that that's a Democrat.
Oh, then she got to go.
What the hell that got to do with anything?
You got me
got
to go now.
You got me cussing now.
Got to go. Got to go now. Sorry, baby. But I love you. You're a Democrat. Got to go.
You know what, though? But honestly, if a woman can't hold a conversation, she can't do nothing for me. I'm sorry, because you got to have a conversation.
Got that right.
You know? Yeah. You know, don't be coming to open your mouth and everything come out your mouth is something nasty and vulgar. And no, you going about your business, because I'm not the one. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
No, you got to have that conversation. You got to find out what her mindset's like. You got to find out if she's on the same level as you in terms of outlook about the world, about relationships, about family, about kids, about work, about ambition. You got to find all that stuff out.
Yeah. Has she ever been to prison?
That'll be a new one for me then.
You need to know them things too. What you go to prison for?
Yeah.
Did you go to prison for killing how many husbands? Oh, no, can't have a great deal with you. You know. How many people you done swindled? No,
you know,
I can't be dealing with you. Huh?
That's the reason we have so many relationship problems now, man. We accept everything now.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, everything. There's no order or structure or anything. I mean, you know, it's all about the Romeo and Juliet type of finish or the happy ever after finish. If it's not a happy ever after finish, then you leave. Nobody toughs it out or is on to the next best thing.
Yeah, yeah. I've said one of the worst things that have happened to women is what I call the female pornography, or those Harlequin novels where the women have these expectations where the man is supposed to be like Hercules. And so she has these subliminal expectations that the man is supposed to do everything for her, and she does nothing. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a relationship counselor. She had a Block Talk radio show for a little while. And, you know, I said to her, she was always talking about what a man should do for a woman. So I said to her, well, what is it that a woman should do to bring to the table? You know what she said? Just be beautiful. And this is a relationship counselor.
Hey.
Of course.
So she don't have to do anything. She don't have to play any role in that thing.
Nada.
No,
just
nada.
Be beautiful.
That's confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's divorcing. That's divorcing.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
Yeah. That's going over your way.
You're going to have to play some kind of role, you know.
Extremely bad advice. Extremely bad advice.
Yeah, because that's like a woman asking a man and going, handsome, I'm just bringing my handsome self to the relationship.
That's
yeah,
it.
No, you can go. You are dismissed.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Show.
And Eric and Bianchi. Do you believe in a relationship that the man should be the head of the house?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Well, it should be.
I'm
the patriarch.
Now,
right.
Does that well? But wait a minute. Hold on now. But does that mean that the man just make all the decisions without discussing it with his mate?
No, he has to discuss things. I mean, that's any
right.
any business, any presidential office, any form of government, they got certain things set up, and there's one person that's the head in the end, but they still have
right.
to go through different.
Okay.
And that's the same way with a household, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
still have to
right.
talk things out and see what the best thing is for the household. You can't
right.
just go.
Right.
You can't be that. You can't be that. That much of that dominant in a relationship, but only thing matters is what you say. Nobody else talks or anything
right.
matters. You can't be
exactly.
like you can't be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to get some clarification because you know somebody take what we just said and run with it. You know.
Yeah, they're
running. We just trying to clear that up before we get started.
Say, Mr. Talk, just a male chauvinist.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Oh, Joe done called me Mr. Saberhole, so, you know, it's all right. It's all right. Now, I just call it as I see it.
You know what the women are thinking right now? You know what the women are thinking now listening to this particular conversation right now? You know what they're thinking? They're thinking,
what?
Yeah, they think they run the household. We let them think that.
Yeah, where is Miss Lady? Where's, Miss Angoni and where's Maze? Where are they today?
I'm surprised Maze isn't here.
I want to hear their opinions on this thing.
that would be
okay.
directly opposite ours.
Look, y'all hold on for a minute. See, y'all gonna talk Maze up now. Hold on. Okay, we got 2 minutes left. We're going on because May's about to come on and set them all straight. So if you're not on the line, come on, get with me. 347-838-8622. If you can't go over with me, hey, go back and check out the show. They will be archived about 10, 15 minutes after the show is over. So you go back and check out what you hear because May's about to bring it. I guarantee it. All right. Thank y'all for listening. All right. Come on, May. Talk to me. You know they called you.
Maze?
Hello, 111. Are you there? Hello?
That could be Miss Lady, too.
I don't know. Somebody.
Oh, this is Miss Lady.
Won't say
I just happened.
Okay. Well, I know they
talked
one of y'all up.
There you go.
Okay.
Listen, I just happened to call in literally 2 minutes ago. I have no idea what the subject matter is. I just heard my name.
That's right.
Okay. All right. We talking men and women relationships. What about a man that irks you the most, Miss Lady?
That what?
What about
a
man
that what?
Irks you? Irks you, bothers you.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
That much?
Is
it that much?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah, no. If you're rubbing me the wrong way, if you're getting on my nerves and irking me, something's wrong. Because I'm
something's
pretty
wrong.
Mild and cool. Yeah, I don't make demands on people. I do my thing. And, so if somebody's irking me, then something's really off. So I'm looking at that person sideways.
All right, well, let's not say a man that you know.
Wait, hold on
for
me, Joe. Wait a minute. I got to ask Miss Lady this question. Miss Lady, do you consider if you're in a you're married to a man or if a woman's married to a man, do you consider the man head of the household?
That term's been around for since a couple of centuries now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that really mean? Explain what that means in modern day term. What does that mean?
That means man makes decision for the household.
All decisions?
Now, explain
now,
women, that
to me,
please.
No. I know what I'm doing here, y'all.
Okay,
leave me alone,
man.
I'm knowing what I'm doing here.
If you hear noise, I'm out. There's a train and
okay.
Going past. You might hear it. I don't know.
Mm.
But anyway,
okay, yeah,
I
just heard the train.
Yep.
It's right across, not too far.
Okay,
from where I'm
sitting. Okay,
and
I'm gonna break
okay.
it down since they didn't say it. But okay, after the discussion with your husband, your husband, significant other have the discussion, but the final decision is left up to him. Do you agree? With
not
that?
Always, no. Absolutely not.
Not
I
always.
I think the person who is most skilled, trained, experienced in that area, this should be fluid, should have the final say. And then they should be able to, if it doesn't work well, that decision, the results aren't what is expected, that person should take responsibility for that and however that may be.
Well, that's what men have been doing for a long, long time. If we make the decisions as head of the household, we're the ones that get blame as well as the credit. But then what we're talking about here is that we're not acting as totalitarian states. Men are are talking with their wives, but when it comes down to making the final decision, usually, and a lot of men would say it should be, the man.
Well, I'm not going to agree with that. It depends on what it is. Like, for instance, someone I went to school with decades ago, she married a very wonderful man, but she was more experienced and knowledgeable in, like, where to buy the home, how much they should pay for it. So he recognized that, and he let her make the decisions, right? He went along. And so they bought their first house, brand new little three-bedroom house, for like $80,000. They sold it for $250,000, and they bought a beautiful five-bedroom, three-car garage home in a brand new area that was a brand new house. I think they paid $375,000 for that. Now, this was years ago, and their whole backyard, behind their backyard, they have a nice backyard, is regional park, so nothing can be built back there. It's beautiful. It's so scenic and peaceful. And do you know that house now is worth over $1 million? Because he listened to his wife, and she knew she was more experienced in that, and he said, I'm so glad I let her make the decisions. I just gave her the money, and she did. And he said, I never thought I'd be living in this kind of neighborhood, in this kind of home, but I'm so blessed.
Go ahead, cuz.
So that's what I'm saying.
Let her go ahead and finish.
It depends on the situation. Now, if it's something, like, hey, even cars, like, I know how to research car reviews pretty well, and the sites to go to, and mechanic magazines. I don't understand all the terminology, but I know many men that have purchased cars, and they purchased a car that was not good. Many of them.
So would you?
And so
would you consider?
Mhm.
Would you consider that guy a good leader? I mean, he listened to his advisor and seeing what his advisor has some good ideas.
She's very feminine, and she doesn't stomp on his ego, and he leads in other areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's right.
So, you know, she respects him, and you know,
mm-hmm.
And he respects her tremendously and loves his wife. So it's not like somebody's being over somebody. Nobody has the need to feel the need to be in control of anybody else. It's a relationship. It's a partnership. Thank you.
Well, right. But
really greasy.
Right. Right, but I think it's about
can
parole.
Can I get a fork? Uh-huh.
Okay, she's having lunch at the same time. I don't think it's about control.
I'm outside. It's nice. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, like,
right.
Listen, I know many men, okay, they come out, all the cars, they know, no, some do, but not always, because I'm telling you, they have made very rash decisions by not doing enough research. So even sometimes, women have more knowledge and should be respected in terms of what kind of car to purchase. Narrow it down to two or three. Thank you.
So those type of decisions should be made without the husband or the significant other? If one is more knowledgeable than the other?
No, you have communication. You want people to feel comfortable with whatever decision is made. And with the person making it, you just don't dominate, but you discuss things, and you learn from each other, right?
Okay.
You learn from each other. This is why I think this is a better one than that one. Let's look at this. Just this. Could you look that up, please? And come back and let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
This is like it's a discussion.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I can understand what you're saying because all men. Just like not all women are good financially. Some women are better financially than men are. Some men are terrible with finances. Some women are terrible. So like you said, whichever area the other is strongly in, I think you should, the man should be, or even the woman should be willing to listen to them on that person's advice if they're strong in that area. I agree with that.
My relative, a man, I was interested in Bitcoin back in 2012, 2013, and that man told me not to buy it because I was going to lose my money because his friend had a friend that lost $50,000 or whatever. Who knows if it's true or not? And he scared me such. I didn't even know. I just heard about it, knew that it was, cryptocurrency. I was working a lot. I just hadn't really researched it. But he scared me such, he was insistent that I just stopped. I didn't even research it. A Bitcoin now that was costing under $100 back then, it's now close to $70,000 per coin. There you go, listen. So-called leaders, okay?
Well, I mean, no leader is perfect. I mean, really.
But $100 is a Bitcoin, too. Now, back then, there was a time when Bitcoins were 5 cents or $3.80. They were like a little bit.
They weren't that cheap, too. 30.
But now they're, held up. But that doesn't mean it's still a good investment. It means that the money went up tremendously, but it's gone up and down, too.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Bianchi has bought
a lot. Bianchi
sure did back
it.
In the day, 2009.
Okay.
2009.
Anyway,
good leader.
Anyway, go ahead.
A good leader listens, and a dictator gonna do whatever they think is right. So you don't want a dictator. You want somebody that's gonna that's going to be able to listen as well as lead, you know. They got to be able to listen.
Well, what do you do when you have a husband, a man that's got several wives?
Well, I guess you have to listen to all of them, Pianki. Yeah, look, I guess you have to listen to them all, Pianki, because you're about the only one on here that can handle that.
Well, actually,
I don't know anybody in that predicament.
Actually, one of the wives is a head wife, but go ahead.
Okay.
It's not me, but that's usually the arrangement that a lot of times, of course, it's different in places where you go, but I know one where it's like that.
Okay. Well, see, I can't tell you about that because, yeah, that's out of my realm there.
Yeah, I would have thought all you knew child they loved.
Most men say they can't. It's hard to deal with one, let alone talk about multiple ones.
Yeah,
but,
you know.
Hey, it is what it is. More power to him. Yeah, exactly. All right, y'all. Is anything else anybody want to add to this before we get up out of here? I guess we need to go on.
I
want to
ask Joe one more question, but I'll save it for next time. No, that's all right. I'll save it the next time.
Okay.
You know, after a good night's sleep, people kind of change.
I have a question.
Yes, Miss Lady, what's the question?
Mr. Solutions was on a talk show recently, and he was promoting that women pay for all the dinner dates, lunch dates, until the man and the woman sleep together, because men are wasting money by taking these women out to eat and they don't sleep with them.
I mean, Mr. Solution has said
that
for years. He said that for years. And Joe said you should go Dutch. Joe said you should go Dutch. And Mr. Solution's been saying that for years. So, hey, honestly, in some situations, that's not a bad idea. Be truthful with you.
Wait a minute.
Well, you know, what woman's going to be cheap enough?
Mr. Solution still out there?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I ain't heard of him in a while.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
And he was getting upset that nobody wasn't agreeing with him. And he was getting angry.
What are you
well,
kind of woman
that
nowadays
to
give that up for a happy meal? Come on, Eric.
Give what up for a happy meal?
He said take her to dinner first. Or get it first. Or something like that.
And he said he wouldn't even, he may buy a bottle of water, but not necessarily on the first date.
We can knock him for saying that, but then again, you look on the other side of the aisle, there's some women who feel the same way, so, you know, who's right and who's wrong? I guess it depends on the individual.
Yeah, and I don't think that he would say that women would have to pay for all the dates. I think he said that women should pay for dates, but I think he's also for going Dutch because women are not going to change over that radically. But I believe in going Dutch, too.
He didn't say Dutch. He said they should pay for the date.
Yeah, all the dates.
Well,
look.
But see, you know how you can get around all that. See, everybody figure when you say go date, that means you got to go to some fancy restaurant, some big show, or go to the park or go to the bowling alley. Do something inexpensive, you know? I mean, why it's got to be all that anyway? You're trying to get to know each other, right? You're not.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not. Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Now, Eric, it's the same solution. The same guy that said if you don't take a crap once a day or
something like that you
wouldn't be able to
think
clearly.
No. Hey, I think he said you should. I think you should do it three times a day. I think is what.
Yeah, three times.
His health regimen was. You got to take.
Look.
It.
All right. We're not going to badmouth Mr. Solution since he's not there, even though those are the things that he said. I know. Even though those are the things that he said, that he has been saying and probably will continue to say it. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Some people crap three times a day. Some people crap once every 3 days. Hey, it's your body, you know.
Once every 2 weeks.
You know what I mean, if you crapping once every 2 weeks, you need some help. You need a laxative or something.
I am eating my lunch. Okay.
Well.
Oh well.
Well, hey, you called in here. We didn't call you.
Right.
Anyway, all right, man. We're going to get up out of here. So we're going to go on and get these last words in. We're going to start Miss Lady. Go ahead, Miss Lady. Last words. Enjoy your lunch.
Well, a woman that's going to pay for the date is definitely not going to be sleeping with a man. I wouldn't advocate that at all. Dutch, maybe. Maybe, you know, third or fourth time, but not the first time. There won't be a second date if that happens on the first date.
Huh. Okay. That's right up. All right. That's right up Joe's alley right there. All right. Thank you, Miss Lady. You have a good lunch. All right, cuz. Talk to me.
All right. I just want to shoot this at Joe. Joe,
yep.
If that thing is born a man, it's going to die a man, regardless of operation status.
Okay.
We
leave it alone.
That.
I'm glad it's a all hypothetical, right, but Jesus, if I was married to one, boy, I would have a lot of barbs and rifles pointed at me. All right.
Yeah. Apparently. All right, cuz. Nice hearing your voice, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, cuz.
Yeah, tell cuz I say hello. Well, I get him on one of his little broadcasts. All right, man. Be good. Stay all safe right out there. All right, Yankee, come on, talk to me.
Well, on Sundays, we used to fly to Kentucky Lake for $100 hamburgers. I don't think a woman would want to pay for that. But that was just something different.
Okay. That's it? I bet women would for $100 hamburger. You to catch other century, so I'm sure they'll hook you up.
Well, by
but we know
they
get
off
the beat
that,
like
by time you make, by the time you make the flight and pay for the gas, the fuel, and buy the hamburger and come back, it's about $100. At that time, it's probably more now.
Man, you talking about flights and carrying on. Good Lord. Okay.
No, I used to fly.
Okay.
But that's just a different aspect. And Joe, I'll talk to you next time, and hopefully you would have came to some senses, but we'll see.
I'm bringing my wife.
Oh, you going to bring her? Oh, my goodness. Eric,
all right.
I demand
not even,
that you be there.
I'm not nowhere near that.
I'll see you guys.
All right. Thank you. All right. Talk to you later, man. All right, Joe. Last word.
Well, everybody be safe. It's a dangerous world out there. So everybody take care and enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your life.
That's too simple. All right. Thanks, Joe, as always, for hanging out.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank everybody who hung out with me today, man. This was a fun show. I told y'all we were going to have some fun today. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm glad this lady showed up, though. We got a female point of view on at least one of the issues. Yeah, sounds good. Hopefully next time we get more women involved. But it is what it is. Thank y'all for hanging out. It was fun. It was fun, but we got to run. Just remember, we'll be back next Monday. Yeah, next Monday we'll be back again at 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern. Just remember, keep smiling and show appreciation. Forgive with hope and heart. Make sure you're giving yourself first. And the biggest best thing, learn to laugh at yourself, baby, because you laugh at yourself. Everything else is just groovy. All right? So we're going to get out of here with Lil Duval and Smile. Blah, 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 blah. And you have a great week. See you next week. I'm out.
We're going to start this thing all right. Duval in the Manila again. Now, come on. Now, come on. Grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always
always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now.
Put your middle fingers up in the air. And show a hater you don't even much care.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.